Joseph's marriage to Mary. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take home Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Ghost. Here we see the legal genealogy of Jesus. While Joseph was not his father, Joseph was his legal father. So according to the law, Joseph, the son of David, was to take charge of Mary and care for and help to bring up her son. Thus, the divine legality was fulfilled. Gabriel, who excels in strength, the angel of prophecy, who had brought light to Isaiah that a virgin should conceive, was now at the fulfillment of that prophecy 7 centuries later, bringing assurance to Joseph that the prophecy had been fulfilled. Part number one, Joseph's character. Joseph was a just man. Justice is giving to every thing and every person and God the due. What do we owe? What do we owe to our neighbors, to our families, to God, to our nation, to our church, to our ecology? We've got to give what is due. He was a just man. He was an honorable man. He was a kind man. He thought of these things. He was a thoughtful man. He was a considerate man. So as heaven looked for a foster parent to God's son, Joseph was chosen. Selfless, poor, hard-working, bringing up children, some of whom were not as kind as he'd like them to be, to the new wife and her child that he invited into their home. But God chose Joseph because of his character. Joseph decided, and when Joseph was decided, he carried it through. First he thought of divorcing her quietly, not bringing her before the rulers who would have invoked the law and declared that she should have been stoned without even finding the one who had brought her with child, as they thought, as they did later to Mary, another Mary, quietly, to be least trouble to her. Then he thought about these things. Then he dreamed about them. And in the dream, God told him, "Don't be afraid. Do what I tell you. Take care of Mary and their little boy as long as you can." He responded quickly without hesitation, because he loved God, he loved Mary, he chose to take Mary as his wife. His greatest concern was to provide a home for Mary and the child we should carry. God didn't choose someone with fame, but he chose a man with integrity, compassion, and faith, and found a home in which the little boy would later have difficulties and persecution, but found a home in which, on a natural level, Jesus could be prepared for his ministry. Part number two, Joseph's dilemma. Before he did this, he had to face a problem. Should he put away privately? Should he do it publicly? What did the law say? Whose law? All this he had to decide. Joseph must have been bewildered. He must have been hurt. Initially, he must have been thought he was betrayed. What was Mary doing to him? What should he do about Mary? Now, the wonderful part is God doesn't allow those who want help from heaven to face problems like this on their own. What should he do? Then it was that heaven stepped in. This is grace. Grace empowers God's people in their dilemmas, in their problems, to do what they couldn't do on their own. Supply them with light and help and understanding so that they could do what pleased heaven to do. So the angel came to Joseph. The angel explained to Joseph all that he could understand. He explains to us all that we can understand too. And there's much that we cannot understand. Jacob knew that there was a prediction that a virgin should conceive. He was sure that this young lady to whom he was engaged was a virgin. Gabriel assured him that she was a virgin. And Gabriel assured him that she was fulfilling the prophecy that had been waiting 700 years to fulfill. And Joseph decided to accept this, to believe that now prophecy had been fulfilled, though he couldn't understand how a virgin could conceive in the first place. He was ready to accept it, to accept Mary, to accept the truth of her statement, to accept the truth of Gabriel's statement that she had not been with another man, and to go ahead with it. Now here we see the wonderful faith of Joseph, his compassion, his love, his acceptance of Bible truth, and his acceptance of a responsibility that he carried for the rest of his life. God communicated with him, just as he had communicated with persons in times past. He instructed Joseph as what to do. And then we see Joseph married Mary. Part number 4. Married her, brought her to his home. The Bible tells us he did not know her until the birth of their child. Now this is an interesting physiological, practical fact that if we care to think in that direction, there was only the genealogy of Mary and the gift of the Holy Spirit's power that brought Christ into the world. Joseph had nothing to do with it. Whatever our position, we are dependent on God who holds all destinies in his hand. This was true of Joseph and was true of Mary. He has appointed us our work. He has endowed us with faculties and means for that work. He gave to Joseph the right attitude, the right preparation to be the foster father. He gave Mary the right disposition to be the mother of his son. So long as we surrender the will to God and trust in his strength and wisdom, we shall be guided in safe paths to fulfill our appointed part in his great plan. Now he did this for Mary. She surrendered, as we shall see. He did this to Joseph. He surrendered. And God helped both to carry out the specific purposes that he had for them. And so, Joseph took care of Mary in the time of her greatest need, when she was most vulnerable, until her babe was born. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Joseph and Mary came to learn about this. Christ in his life on earth made no plans for himself. Those who accept him do the same. He accepted God's plans for him, and day by day the Father unfolded his plans. So should we depend on God, that our lives may be the simple outworking of his will. As we commit our ways to him, he will direct our paths. That's exactly what God did for Joseph and Mary as they yielded their lives and their future to his direction. Part number 5, Joseph's care for Jesus. The tax man came and said, "The tax must be paid. You must register in your hometown." Joseph heard that, says to Mary, "Let's go to Bethlehem." And so they went. Jesus was born. So was fulfilled what was said by the prophet. "He shall be born of Bethlehem of Ephratah." The prophet had also said, "Out of Egypt will I call my son." And so when Joseph had a dream, somebody's going to kill that little boy. Take him to Joseph. Off he went. Next day, he was gone. Left Nazareth, went to Bethlehem, went to Egypt. Did he wonder how they were going to live? Was it the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh that paid the way? Yes, it was. God made the provision. Prophecy had said, "Out of Egypt, call my son." Out of Egypt, he called him back. When Herod died, Joseph dreamed, "Go back home. Those who sought the life of the young child are dead." And so Joseph goes back to Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which the prophet had said, "He shall be called a Nazarene." So when Joseph and Mary yielded their lives implicitly into the hand of God, God took charge. Joseph had enough money to do what he needed to do. He would never have thought of taking a trip into Egypt. He was a poor man. But God put into the heart of men who came 1,000 miles, perhaps, or more, from the east, bringing gold, more gold than Joseph had ever seen, frankincense and myrrh, easily saleable, easily portable. Now with the provisions in hand, the trip to Egypt became simple. What he did in Egypt, we're not told. We don't need to be told. God took care. God had made the provision. Joseph was ready to obey God. And Joseph and Mary and the little boy spent some time in a foreign country, waiting for the next instruction of God. Worrying? I don't think so. They had learned enough. If God took care of me day before yesterday, if God took care of me yesterday, God will take care of me today. God is a caring God. His grace is sufficient. His gift of faith makes me respond sufficiently. And so as we think of Joseph and Mary, we see what God can do that surprises us. Part number 6. Abraham's affection for his children and his household led him to guard their religious faith, to impart to them knowledge of the divine statutes as the most precious legacy he could commit to his children. His own example, the silent influence of his daily life, was a constant lesson. Abraham was chosen by God, called by God. Joseph was chosen by God, called by God. The silent influence of his daily life was a constant lesson, even to Jesus. And his strong arms and rough hands provided the environment required. God finds his chosen servants. God empowers His chosen servants if they are willing. Let us be such to Him today.